Stocks are trading lower based on excessively high oil prices. June, how bad is it?
Dow down 47 points to 12,891. NASDAQ down 9 points. S&P is down 5. And gold is up $7 to $17.78, Barry. Oil, it's actually down 31 cents to $105.97. Lowest price gas here in Massachusetts, Star Gas, Granite Ave, Dorchester at $3.39. Mm-hmm. All right. Highest, United Gas on Mass Ave in Lexington at $4.09.
All right.
All right. Well, you've got a text question. Texter asking you, please, Barry, explain the assumed rate of return.
Sure. We had Steve Grossman on earlier. We were talking about Massachusetts state pension plans. If you recall, he acknowledged that the state pension fund is currently underfunded by about $19 billion, June, and he anticipates that number going up into the 20s during the next couple of years. And that is assuming that they make 8.25% on their money. They made no money last year.
Okay.
The pension was flat, the returns last year. And they are assuming that they're going to make 8.25% on their money. I've talked to Steve about this in the past. I think that's an irresponsibly high number to assume as a rate of return on a pension fund. And hopefully they reduce that in the near term. Right now, we're joined by Jeff Reeves. He is the editor of InvestorPlace.com. Jeff, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Good. Hey, let's talk about Kellogg stock. They're buying Pringles after somebody else. Who was it? Procter & Gamble backed out of the deal?
Well, Procter & Gamble is actually selling them. Diamond Foods, they got that accounting scandal going on, so obviously they don't have as much money as they thought they once did, so they kind of can't close the deal anymore. So Kellogg has had the really fortuitous circumstance of being able to come in and get a bigger foothold, I should say, in the snack food market, which has obviously much higher margins than kind of the front-of-store groceries that they typically sell with their cornflakes and whatnot. So I think it's a really good acquisition. It's going to benefit the stock a lot in the long term.
$53 stock today. What do you think it might be worth in a year or two?
Well, I mean, it is kind of your consumer staple blue chip. I don't think there's breakneck growth in the snack foods. It does kind of have the staples business that keeps it back a little bit. But I think that stability is actually a plus. It's got a dividend of about 3.3%, too. You're just talking about the pension fund. I agree that 8% is just ridiculous. But you get a 3% dividend with Kellogg. I think that's pretty modest. I think the stock can probably get to 60 in the next year or two. Again, you're not going to see breakneck growth out of this company. It's just not the style of a cereal company to do that. But I think it's a pretty good long-term investment for people.
All right. Now, if you follow Warren Buffett, you're not doing too badly. If you can invest like Warren Buffett, you're probably going to make money over the long haul. He recently took a big position in Liberty Media. Is it too late to pile on something like that?
Well, again, Warren Buffett's philosophy that I think a lot of people can kind of relate to these days is, you want to buy a stock and hold it for the long term, they think, in many years, not months. And I think Liberty Media is a good kind of case study and a company that really could explode over the next decade or so. This is a company that owns Starz. It actually is really kind of like a junior Disney. It's a media conglomerate. They own a stake in the Braves. They own a stake in Barnes & Noble, believe it or not. They have a stake in Live Nation, kind of the entertainment and ticketing company. And the reason that I think Buffett, but also his kind of protege, Combs, who's going to take over Berkshire, theoretically, Buffett can't live forever.
Right.
One of the reason that these two guys like Liberty Media, I think, is because it really is a 21st century media company, unlike Disney that has ABC and ESPN.
Yep.
Starz is a big streaming entity, and I think that, it's hard to tell how this is going to play out, but if anyone has a chance of making it work and becoming a big player, it's Liberty Media. And I really like kind of the long-term growth of streaming. Cable is just not going to be around, I don't think, 10 years from now. So if you want to play that trend, it is a little bit more risky. It is a smaller stock, but I think over the next decade, it could really pay off for you.
Now, Jeff, many investors have turned bearish on Amazon. I still like it. I like a company that can grow their revenue by 33%, but I don't understand the valuation of Amazon. Why do you like Amazon when everybody else seems to be heading for the exit door?
Oh, I mean, to be completely honest with you, I'm actually bearish on Amazon. I think the company, I agree the revenue growth is really impressive, but what disturbs me about Amazon is that the profits have not kept pace. They plow so much money into R&D. They don't pay a dividend. They're investing in themselves. And they've kind of really overstretched, I believe, on the Kindle. They basically sell it at a small loss.
Yeah.
And their earnings per share in 2010 was like $2.50 a share. It dropped below $1.40 in 2011. Fiscal 2012, they're only going to be back to $1.45. That's presuming that the Kindle actually does the business that they expect from it, I think that's a huge risk. And despite the flop in Amazon shares, I think it went from like 240 to 180.
Yep.
I mean, it still has a PE, a forward PE of almost 70. So, I mean, I'm actually not bullish at all on Amazon. I'm a little worried that the momentum is fading. The revenue growth is great, but the margins are razor thin on their flat screen TVs that they sell online. I mean, they lowball Walmart. I mean, wrap your head around that.
Yep.
They sell the Kindle at a loss, and they lowball Walmart on these high-end electronics. I don't really think that there's a lot of really growth there. So the valuation worries me. I think they're banking big on the Kindle. They could prove me wrong. I mean, Jeff Bezos is a genius. He's much smarter than I am. But, you know, as I'm a little bit more on the conservative side, so I'm a little leery of chasing Amazon right now.
At what price would you buy it? It's $177 as we speak. At what price would you find Amazon attractive?
Well, I mean, I don't think Amazon's going to fall to a PE of like 15. That'd give you like 30, 35 bucks a share. I think that's completely unrealistic. But, you know, if it gets closer down towards, I don't know, maybe a 125, 130 range, I definitely think that that'd be worth a strike. But again, that's a huge drop off from here because, you know, the 52-week low of Amazon isn't that much lower than we're at right now. It's about 160, I believe. So, you know, you're going to have to plow through that. There'd have to be some bad news for the stock and maybe a big market contraction in order to get to that level. But I don't know. I mean, the company doesn't pay a dividend, and a mature business like Amazon, it's not like, you know, I appreciate the fact that they want to bank big on the Kindle and they're plowing all this money into it. But, you know, at some point, the shareholders got to get theirs, and clearly there hasn't been growth in the share price. So you'd think with all the cash on hand that they would want to get some of that back via dividend. So, you know, I don't really like Amazon. I think that Amazon, I think they'd have to either instate a dividend or see a huge flop in share price in order for me to want to take a gamble on this company.
All right, Jeff, as always, we appreciate your time and we appreciate your stock picks. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot for having me.
Jeff Reeves, InvestorPlace.com.